9 minutes to 8 now on Morning Ireland. Gail Conway's got the business news.
Thanks, Maggie. IBEC, the group representing Irish business, has called on the Irish government to increase investment in defence and security, as vulnerabilities in these areas are a critical issue for Irish businesses. This call coincides with the publication of IBEC's latest priorities paper for Ireland's upcoming EU presidency, and the group is highlighting that Ireland's vulnerabilities are going to become more scrutinised internationally. I'm joined now by IBEC CEO Danny McCoy. Danny, what are the key defence and security issues that you're highlighting in this paper?
Good morning, Gail. I think the first of all to make a distinction between defence and security. Security is much wider than defence. So clearly when people hear defence, they're thinking about militarisation. This is not just about that, although we have to face the reality that unfortunately Europe has to defend itself now, and through the next decade we're going to see a lot more of decisions made about economics and business through that prism of defence and security. And our tradition, our neutrality tradition, doesn't need to be challenged in this, because you can be neutral neutrality doesn't mean you're defenceless. So we need to be able to contribute to the European push now to up our defence, not just for Europe itself, but also for our business community here in Ireland, because security involves making sure we've got a resilient economic system to create the opportunities, to create those resources, so that we can actually meaningfully underpin our home, which is the European Union.
And Danny, do you have any practical examples, I suppose, of how our security or defence infrastructure is vulnerable to external attacks? Like, would the HSE cyber attack be the type of issue you're worried about? Where do your concerns lie?
And I think that's where we need to, you know, so depending on what bad actors, and that, you know, that it's definitely a bad actor, whether they're state sponsored bad actors or not, we have seen vulnerabilities in terms of cyber, but also vulnerabilities in other jurisdictions around the electricity grid, around the transportation systems. We've seen drone activity affecting the airports on mainland Europe. We've had our own instance in the last week with President Zelensky here with drones. So it's about economic resilience as much as it is about traditional defence. And I think that's where the conversation in Ireland needs to change quite significantly. At the moment, we spend very little on traditional defence. We spend about 1.8 billion is what's budgeted for in so-called level two in the Commission on the Defence Forces. But a truly comprehensive national defence capacity would probably necessitate, and even in the short term, maybe doubling that, because we do have a level three capability within that time frame, which is something I think we should start to look at, because sending signals as we're taking defence, security and preparedness seriously is part of the underpinning for our EU presidency priorities. And I think every single day, unfortunately, we're living in a much more vulnerable world. So it's about defending our own systems here as much as anything in foreign fields. We have lots of vulnerabilities, and we need to be able to show the capacity to do that, not just for international audiences, but for everyone domestically as well.
And you mentioned that the drones there flying in the Irish Sea during the recent visit of the Ukrainian president, and the president of the European Council, Antonio Costa, expressed full confidence in Ireland's capacity to ensure the safety of EU leaders travelling in Dublin. Would you agree with that, or are you thinking they're going to need to ramp up the budget for, I mean, the budget's been allocated now, so what do you think can be done in the next year?
Look, we're a sovereign nation. We can decide on how we use our resources. And if we feel that we need to prioritise our security and preparedness more widely in a very fast-changing world right now, that's not alone doable, but actually should be a priority for our government. I don't know, in terms of our particular stance at the moment, we've been coming under some international scrutiny with the Financial Times referring to us as the weakest link in the European defence system. We're obviously not members of NATO, which itself brings its own vulnerability to us. So I think, you know, we really have to prioritise security, defence and preparedness now. And I think that comes under the broader title of being a resilient economy. So I think resilience is the word. It's not just about militarisation, although that's part of it. It's about our economic dependencies and ensuring that we have the capacity to ensure our citizens and our businesses that we can secure our economy and society.
Okay, IBEC CEO Danny McCoy, thanks for taking our call this morning, and I'll have more business news in the next hour.